It's nice to see everyone here, and I'd like to thank you for you've been here at the conference. Thank you for staying for the gospel meeting. And it's not just some kind of a routine we want to go through tonight. At the end of a conference, everyone's tired, but we can't go home. They won't allow us to go home until we have a meeting. We're really here for a purpose, pretty exciting purpose. Tonight, somebody could be saved. That could be you. And so that's why we're here. So thanks for coming, and thanks for staying for the gospel meeting tonight. Now, we're going to read in the Bible, but before we do that, as always, we will direct our attention to God and speak to Him in prayer. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we are thankful for the theme of these hymns we have been singing. The Scripture makes it very clear that there's nothing that we can do, no merit on our part, nothing we can work up, no amount of faith, no amount of works, no amount of sincerity. We're thankful, Father, that these hymns direct us to the only one who can save, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're thankful that He said on the cross, "It is finished." And because of what He said, and because of what He did, we can announce the good news another time here in Pensauken and pray, Father, for thy help tonight as we read the Scriptures. It's been a long weekend, and pray that Thou will give us help, all of us, to concentrate and to seriously consider the matter that is before us tonight. We know there are others preaching the gospel. Some who were here with us before have left and gone to Hatboro or Bryn Mawr or other places. We pray that the gospel will go out and that people will not just listen, but respond and enjoy the blessing of having their sins forgiven. Help us now as we commit ourselves to Thee. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Now I would like to read with you in the New Testament in the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. And we'll read a often read passage. We'll read from verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as He, that is the Lord Jesus, was teaching, that there were Pharisees, religious men, and doctors of the law, that would be of the Jewish law, sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, a paralyzed man, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him, lay the paralyzed man before Jesus. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." Scribes, Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, "What reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'?" In other words, which is easier to say, "Thy sins be forgiven thee," or to say, "Rise up and walk"? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, the paralyzed man, "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine house." And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." Now the text that I would like to speak on is verse 24, that you may know, here's the part, the Son of Man, that's talking about the Lord Jesus. So when you hear that, think of the word of the Lord Jesus. the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins. The Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins. Now, if you have a Bible, and you have one of those Bibles where the words of Jesus are in red, you'll notice these words are in red. Jesus said, the Son of Man, talking about himself, the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. When I was a boy, probably about 7 or 8, I think it was, I had a friend, and believe it or not, I had a friend, first of all, and then I had a friend, and this friend, he had a bit of a problem. The problem he had was lying. Now, I don't want to sound too much like a Pharisee, but he really had a problem of lying. One day he told us that his dad was really famous. Well, that caught our attention, and so we said, what's he famous for? He said, well, he's famous because he's from Hollywood. He's a movie star. And we could hardly believe it. And I said, really? I'd never heard his name. I won't tell you his name, but I said, I'd never heard his name. And he said, yeah, he's really, really famous. He uses a different name when he does movies. I said, really? And I couldn't resist, so I said, how would I know? He said, my dad is a movie star. He has 78 pair of sunglasses. I was thinking, we were looking at each other, that's quite a claim, 78 pairs of sunglasses. He must be really special. But you know how boys can be, not you boys, but some boys can be where we kind of try to get them going a little bit more. And we said, well, is your dad rich? Yeah, my dad's rich. I don't know why I said it, but I said, I bet you your dad's not as rich as my dad. He said, my dad's richer than your dad. My dad owns skyscrapers. His dad wasn't Donald Trump, don't worry. My dad owns skyscrapers. I said, really? Yeah, he owns skyscrapers. I said, like which ones? Well, he doesn't put his name on them. He doesn't tell me which ones they are, but he owns skyscrapers. And we couldn't resist. I said, well, I bet my dad could beat up your dad. You probably never said that. I bet you my dad could beat up your dad. He responded and he said, my dad was Mr. Universe. His dad's a little skinny man. I said, your dad is Mr. Yeah, he won Mr. Universe. In 19, he told us a year. I said, really? Your dad is really something. He's a movie star. He owns skyscrapers. And he's a bodybuilder, Mr. Universe. I said, I'm going to go see your dad. He said, no, don't bother him. He doesn't like to talk about it. You see, there was a boy making all kinds of outrageous claims. And when he made these claims, the other boys, we were kind of looking at each other like, this is wild. And then we were kind of raising our eyebrows, and then we were kind of talking to him. You know how it is. That's actually what happened when Jesus stood in this house, in front of a house that was packed with people, and they were outside, and you couldn't even get in, and all the people gathered around. In fact, there were some men, they brought a man to Jesus so that he would heal him, and they couldn't get through the crowd. It was packed. And so they somehow got up under the roof, and they tore open the tiles on the roof, and they, I don't know how they did it, but they lowered that him down in front of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus turns to the paralyzed man, and he says, man, your sins are forgiven. Ever have that moment when you're drinking maybe something, a glass of water, and somebody says something unbelievable or funny, and you kind of, yeah, you know what I mean? That was kind of the experience. I can't believe he said that. And they're looking at one another, and maybe they're elbowing one another, and they cannot, this is an outrageous claim that a man is actually standing right here in this house, and he is telling other people their sins are forgiven. He is saying, talking about himself, that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. So there's only two possibilities. Either Jesus can forgive your sins, or he can't. They should have asked, well, if the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, why could he forgive my sins? That's the question I want you to ask tonight. The Son of Man, the Lord Jesus, If you are interested in the forgiveness of sins, ask yourself this question over and over in the meeting tonight. How could he help me? Why could he forgive my sins? That's an outrageous claim, or it's the truth. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Let me give you the first reason tonight, why he could forgive that man's sins and why he can forgive your sins. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. The first reason is because of his clarity. Because of his clarity. Now remember, the man that was let down on that kind of cot, that man is paralyzed. That means he can't move his hands and he can't move his legs. He's paralyzed. Can't walk. That man has a serious health problem. And his friends have brought him to the Lord Jesus in part because they want him to be healed, to be able to walk just like they can. But the man has another problem. He has the problem that the man has sinned against God. Just like every single person here tonight. Every single person. There is no difference, for all have sinned. The Bible says that there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Every single person has the same problem. You have that problem tonight. And here's this man lying before the Lord Jesus with two problems. I'm paralyzed, and my paralysis is a problem, and my sin is a problem. So the Lord Jesus says to the man, what's he going to say first? Get up and walk, and by the way, your sins are forgiven. Notice the clarity of the Lord Jesus. He says to the man, your sins are forgiven. He's still paralyzed. Because as bad of a problem as paralysis is, sin is a much worse problem. Whatever other problem you may have in life, let me assure you tonight, there is no greater problem, nothing more that should worry you, that should consume your attention, than the problem of your sin. And he's very clear here. This is a good thing. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He's very clear. That is what you need most of all tonight. You don't need more understanding. You don't need more light. You don't need more information. You need the forgiveness of your sins. That is the great issue. And the Lord Jesus, his friends, I don't know. Did they bring him because they wanted him to be healed? Or did they bring him to the Lord Jesus because they want him to be forgiven? Let's go with the answer, yes. Maybe both. And they brought the man there because the Lord Jesus says that he sees their faith. They were confident that the Son of Man could forgive the man's sins, that the Son of Man could heal the man's, take away the man's paralysis. Maybe the man himself was clear-eyed. The only one who can help my paralysis is the Lord Jesus. And the only one who can forgive my sins is the Son of Man, who has power on earth to forgive sins. There were lots of religious people around, and they were all standing around, and they're all, I don't know why we always think they had their finger up like this. They were always like looking at each other and talking about spiritual Bible questions and talking about Bible information, and they missed out on it. Maybe you're one of those kind of people where you have your, in Spanish we talk about your head as your coco, like a coconut. You've got the thing full of information, chock full of Bible information. You're full, your mind is full of all the gospel message, and you can talk about it and you look at it all. And there are other people that are going to get their sins forgiven. Those men, why? What's the difference? Because to them, they were not clear as to what their priority should be. That's why the Bible says that, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Your sins need to be addressed tonight. Thank God, the Son of Man is clear. He has power on earth to deal with your greatest problem. He has power on earth to forgive sins. But now the second reason why he could forgive your sins tonight is not just because of his clarity, but also because of his knowledge. I am very aware that in an audience like this, there are likely people who have heard the very tragic news from a doctor. You have cancer. And they have had to go see a specialist and sign up to receive chemotherapy, which is where they pour chemicals into your body to try and kill these cancer, these bad cells in your body, cancer cells. If that was you, how many of those bad cells in your body would you want the chemicals to kill? How many of them would you want them to touch? The chemicals that burn those cells and destroy those bad cells. How many would you like? 50%? Half of them? 90%? 99%? I think you're with me. I want 100%. Absolutely every single one of them touched. Every single one of those have got to be dealt with. Here's a paralyzed man laying there. How many of his sins need to be dealt with? How many of your sins tonight need to be dealt with? Every single one of them. And here is one, the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive. Does he know about every single one of your sins? Just suppose he didn't know about that lie that you told last Tuesday. And he forgave every other sin in your life but the lie that you told last Tuesday. And he forgives all your sins tonight at 8 o'clock, right on the dot. He forgives all your sins but the lie on last Tuesday night, and then you die at 8:01. What happens? You will not go to heaven. Because you'll recall that the very first man and woman only had one sin, and God said, get out. He expelled them. He put them out. He put them out of God's presence. Why? Because God will not allow one sin in His presence. You need somebody tonight who can forgive all of your sins. And thank God He can do that. But you say, is it really, really necessary? Do I really need the forgiveness of sins? How bad are your sins? Sometimes I think we don't realize how bad sin is. Maybe you don't realize. Maybe that's the difficulty tonight. You have never come to see how awful, how repulsive, how offensive your sins are before God. I was just thinking through the Bible a little bit today. And I don't know all the Bible real well, but I was thinking just some examples. And I remember that there was a man and his wife, and they told a lie and stole. I mean, they didn't really steal. They sold some property, and they told God, we'll just say it that way, they kind of told God that they were giving God the money that they got for the land, and they only gave him part of it. So they kind of, I mean, they gave him, they sort of told the truth, but they kind of sort of lied. They kind of sort of lied, and both of them died. Right on the spot. Why? Sin against God. There's a group of people in the Old Testament and the book of Exodus, and they had a leader, Aaron. He made them a calf. Remember that story? Made it out of gold? And they were dancing around it and praising it and bowing. It was idols, idolatry. And you know what happened that day? Two people didn't die. 3,000 men died. That's how serious it is. One day there was the king, David, and he thought to himself, I wonder how many people actually I have in my kingdom. So I'm going to take a census. God had said, don't do it. It's always wrong and dangerous to disobey God. And he started counting. 1, 2, 3. And he sent out his people. He started counting. You know why God said, don't do that? Because King David started to get proud. Look what I've done. Look how big my... Look at what I am. I am the king of this kingdom. And is pride a bad thing? Two people didn't die. 3,000 people didn't die. 70,000 people died. Why? These six things does the Lord hate. What's the top of the list? A proud look. It's an abomination to God. And sin is that serious. You say, wow, I've lied. I haven't died. I've been proud and I haven't died. Why did God do that? It's not why did God do that to those people. The question is, why has God not done that to you? Why hasn't He done that to me? That's the seriousness of sin. It is that offensive. It is that wrong. And this man, you say, excuse me, how much sin can a paralyzed person commit? It's not like he could walk down the street. It's not like he could steal something with his hands. He's paralyzed. I don't know how long he was paralyzed. But I do know this. The man had sinned against God. So it doesn't matter how many. It doesn't matter which kind, which ones. Tonight, you need somebody who knows all about your sin. And the Lord Jesus does know about every single sinful act you have ever committed. Every sinful, unclean word, every untruthful word that has ever come across your lips, God, the Lord, knows all about it. That's what the Bible says. It says that everything is naked and open, all that we have done. Naked and open to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. He sees it all. And you should be desperately concerned tonight. What about my sin? I need to get somebody who knows all about my sin to be able... Thank God we don't have to go and confess our sin. Because that would mean I'd have to know all my sin. That's not happening. You couldn't know all your sin. But the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin because He knows all of your sin. But I want you to think about another reason, and that's because not just His clarity, that it's the most important thing, His knowledge of how what you've done and how serious it is. In fact, He even knows what you think. He knew what they were thinking that day. The men who were standing by, the Bible says He knew their thoughts, and He knows your thoughts right at this very moment. But now think with me about how He had the right to forgive sin. Supongamos, there I go in Spanish, it tells you I'm getting tired. When Spanish comes into English, I'm getting tired. When English comes into Spanish, I'm getting tired. I can't hide that here in this group. Let me ask you. Could the Son of Man forgive your sins tonight? Does He have the right to do that? Let's just suppose. Just suppose. The Don goes to Antonio. Because Don needs money. And Antonio, he takes out his big thick wallet and he gives him the $5,000 that he has asked for. They're all going to be standing in line after meeting. And then along comes, he says to him, I'll give you $5,000, but I want it this paid. I want this paid by February 1st. Deal. January 15th. There's a knock at his door. And I'm standing at the door. And I say, Don, I got some good news for you. Forget about the 5,000. It's all forgiven. Just forget about it. Don says, yes, that's great news. And I say, yeah, it is great news. And I get on a plane and I go back to Phoenix. You're going to hear the rumblings and grumblings of a very angry Antonio. Who is this man who came from Phoenix? What is he doing going to that house and telling Don not to pay me? He doesn't have to worry about the $5,000. He does not have the right to do that. And he would be right that I don't have the right. You follow me? I have no right to forgive. He's the only one who can do that. Why? Because his debt has to do with him, not with me. That's why the people were elbowing each other and kind of pointing with their eyes. Something wrong. That's an outrageous thing. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Who is this man? Because only God can forgive sins. That's blasphemy. That's a sin in itself. To forgive, act like God. He wasn't acting like God. And to show them he wasn't acting like God, he turned to the paralyzed man and he said, you're healed. Get up. Man got up. Didn't need therapy. Physical therapy. Occupational therapy. Didn't need any kind of therapy. He just got up, grabbed his bed, and walked out. The people were standing there thinking. Should have been thinking. The Son of Man does have power on earth to forgive sins. Why? My friend, your sins are not sins against... First of all your sins are sins against who? Against God. All the sins of the paralyzed man were sins against God. And that's why the people were saying, who's he to do this? It has to be God. What he showed them when he healed them is, he is God. And the Son of Man sins against him. He has the right as the Son of Man, the Son of God. He can forgive sin. And he can forgive your sins tonight. He's clear that's what you need. He is knowledgeable of all of your sins. And he has the right to do it. But can he? But can he? Here were those religious men over there watching on. They had all the knowledge of the Bible. They had it all. Those men could do absolutely nothing to change the condition of that paralyzed man. They couldn't get him to move his hands. They couldn't get him to move his feet. They couldn't do anything. You say, well, of course not. And they couldn't do anything to forgive his sins. They could quote him Bible verses. They could talk to him. They could explain theories. They could talk about all kinds of things. They could sing to him maybe hymns that they had learned. Sing the psalms to the man. And nothing would change. Only the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He has the right and he has the ability. He's the only one who can take a paralyzed man and make him get up and walk. He is the only one that can remove your sins tonight and forgive them. Why? You know, this is really quite a statement. It's easy to just say things, isn't it? To say, like, my dad has 78 pair of sunglasses. Anybody could say that. One time that boy invited me over to his house. And I have to say I went over kind of half friend, half spy. Because as I walked through the house, you know what I was looking for? 78 pairs of sunglasses. And I didn't find one. I asked him about it later and he said they were hidden in the closet, of course. You see, you can say something, but can you carry through with it? What would it take for the Lord Jesus to be able to forgive that man's sins? Only one thing. He would have to pay for that man's sins. If he paid for that man's sins, he could pardon that man. He could forgive him. What would it take for the Son of Man to forgive you tonight? The only way he could do that is if he paid for your sins. That's the only way. Otherwise, it would just be an outrageous claim, like 78 pairs of sunglasses. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. The man went away as happy as could be, not just because he could walk. He had the forgiveness of sins. You say, what did the Lord Jesus do in that moment to pay for his sins? Nothing. Did you get that? Nothing yet. Nothing yet. He was making a promise that, in essence, he was promising that he would take care of that man's sins. Whatever it would cost, he would assume the responsibility to pay for that man's sin. I've often thought of men like this, women in the New Testament, and wondered what to happen if they were near the cross, if they ever walked by, if they saw the Lord Jesus, or if they heard that on the cross he suffered and then all of a sudden it was dark and out of the darkness he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then at the end he cried out, it's paid in full, it's finished. Imagine this man when he heard that. But the man who healed me, the man who said he would forgive my sins, he actually went to a cross. He's the Son of Man. He has no sin. He couldn't sin. He's the Son of God. He's perfect. He's holy. And yet he on the cross was punished by God. That's why it was dark. That's why he was forsaken. And he said, it's done. He has done that for me. He has completed his work. He's done everything necessary. He has paid the price. The Son of Man has the ability to forgive sins because he paid for them. Why could he forgive your sins tonight? Because on the cross, the Lord Jesus made a payment. A payment not for his own sins. He was paying a debt And I can tell you tonight that He paid my debt. His payment was good enough. It was sufficient to take care of all my sins, which He knew all about. And the Son of Man has power on earth, and He could forgive you tonight. That's the good news of the gospel. The Son of Man has the right, He has the knowledge, He has the clarity, and He has the ability to forgive your sins because of what He paid on the cross. Before I close, let me just ask you, what more would the Lord Jesus need to do to be able to forgive your sins tonight? Would you ask Him if you could to come back to earth? Would you ask Him to die on the cross? Would you ask Him to pay for your sins? What would be the point of that? If He's already made the payment, and God has accepted that payment, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and God has received Him to heaven, and God is satisfied with that payment, and God doesn't want anything more. What more do you need? What more do you want? The Son of Man has power. Let me give you the last reason why He can forgive your sins tonight, and that's because of the opportunity. Please listen. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Now I know that means that the Son, not just when He's in heaven, here on earth, and yes, there's a lot more involved than that, but let's just take it very simply, because it is true. You can only get the forgiveness of sins while you're on earth. Well, I hope this won't be your case, but there are going to be people, when they arrive in the flames of hell, the Bible says they will remember. And they will remember hearing this verse. But now, they're going to have to change one letter in this verse when they quote it. From hell, you can quote the verse, but here's how it'll have to be quoted. The Son of Man had, there's the change in letter, power on earth to forgive sin. Once you leave this world, it's as if you're signing a contract, an agreement. I will never be forgiven. The payment of the Lord Jesus was not enough. And you will always remember, He could have forgiven my sins, but He didn't. And it's only back there on earth that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He was paralyzed. That man was paralyzed, but he was still alive. And because he was still alive, he still could have the blessing. And the Son of Man has power. Thank God. Have you thanked Him today? Have you thanked Him today that you are breathing, that you are alive, that you have been at this conference, that you are here tonight, and that you still have opportunity? I have no guarantee for tomorrow. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. This is the opportunity for you. You have no guarantee. How could you possibly even go to sleep tonight with the tremendous problem of your sin? All the while, and you know that there is one who can do this, what you need. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. So the question is not whether you need Him to. The question is not whether He can. The question is, will you let Him? Would you ask Him? Really, 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 why wouldn't you beg Him to forgive your sins tonight? Thank God He can. Because of who He is. Because of what He's done at the cross. take this promise from the lips of the Savior who cannot lie. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive your sins. May you understand it. May you take it in. I've often thought this man going down the road carrying this bed. Which do you think would make him happier? I can walk. But would it just be happier just to be able to say, walk or no walk, doesn't matter, I've got my sins forgiven. Greatest blessing you'll ever have, my friend, and you can have it because the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Shall we pray? Father, we're thankful for the reverent, careful attention of all here tonight. We're thankful for this blessed message, the good news that is found in Scripture, the Word of God, that the Lord Jesus, He really can. And for that man, it was because what he would do. Today, he can forgive sins because of what he has done. We pray, Father, for those who are among us, who are not saved, who don't enjoy this great blessing. We can't think of anything better to ask for. To ask for them to have the forgiveness of sins tonight. We're thankful that it's still possible. And pray before they go out into eternity that they will receive this blessing. And may they receive it tonight. We commit ourselves to thee, praying for safety on the roads. And ask these things in the worthy and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, thank you very much for your attention. We're going to close the meeting by singing two verses of number 66.